The Legend of the Sleepy Hollow.
A short story by Washington Irving. Published in the sketchbook of Geoffrey Crayon Gent in 1820. The book contains 34 essays and short stories. Irving wrote the story while living in Birmingham, England. Along with Irving's companion piece, Rip Van Winkle, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is among the earliest examples of American fiction with enduring popularity, especially during Halloween, because of a character known as the Headless Horseman, believed to be a Hessian soldier who was decapitated by a cannonball in battle. The story was the longest one published as part of the sketchbook of Geoffrey Crayon Gent, which Irving issued throughout 1819 and 1820, using the pseudonym Geoffrey Crayon. Irvine wrote the sketchbook during a tour of Europe, and parts of the tale may also be traced to European origins. The story opens with a note that the tale was found written among the papers of a deceased man called Diedrich Knickerbocker. The transcript tells of a young man named Ichabod Crane, who was a schoolteacher in a place called Sleepy Hollow 30 years earlier, around the year 1790. Sleepy Hollow is a part of the larger farming community called Tarrytown. It is one of the oldest Dutch settlements in New York and is situated along the picturesque banks of the Hudson River. Residents are fond of repeating stories of supernatural sightings and unusual occurrences experienced in Sleepy Hollow. And the area is considered both enchantingly peaceful and terrifyingly haunted. The most frightening of these is the tale of the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow, who is believed to be a ghost of a Hessian soldier decapitated by a cannonball during the American Revolution. The Headless Horseman is reported to ride swiftly through Sleepy Hollow at night, as if reenacting the battle that took his head, before returning at daybreak to the churchyard where he is buried. The story concludes with a postscript from Diedrich Knickerbocker, who claims to have transcribed the story as he heard it told. Knickerbocker describes the storyteller as an older country gentleman with a good sense of humor. The story is received with some laughter, except by one older gentleman, who is tall and very serious. He questions what the moral of the story is supposed to be. The storyteller gives three lessons. First, to take a joke as we find it. Second, competing with someone who is sure to beat you is foolish. And thirdly, that some losses in life lead to better opportunities in the future.